This is Quiet Fire, a program about the spiritual life of Abraham Lincoln and its relevance to us today. Welcome. This is Duncan Newcomer. Here's a Lincoln quote for you from Shakespeare. "My substance is not here, for what you see is but the smallest part." 1 Henry 6, Act 2. This is the hide-and-seek part of spiritual life. "My substance is not here." That is what the Shakespearean character says to the person who thinks she has trapped him. You may think you've got me, but you don't. In spiritual life, more than any other layer of life, what you see is not what you get. In fact, what you see isn't the half of it. It's only the smallest part. That is why spiritual types of people often feel so misunderstood, out of place, not really recognized for who they are, because it's true. They're not. There is so much more to a spiritual person than their physical being. In a way, spiritual life and religion teach us not to trust our senses, because there is more to us, to life, than meets the eye. You don't have to hate the material world to know that there is more to it than what appears. This Shakespearean character goes on to say about his whole framed world, "It is of such a spacious, lofty pitch, your roof were not sufficient to contain it." "Raise high the roof beam, carpenter," goes the old book title. We are, well, you just can't put a lid on it. There is no roof to spiritual life, and no glass ceiling either. That's why heaven is such a basic metaphor in spiritual and religious thought. You might by now be asking, what does this have to do with the spiritual life of Abraham Lincoln? Well, it's a statement of modesty and mystery. The modesty is that none of us Lincoln lovers really get the whole story right. That is why there is a tower of books about Lincoln, literally a tower three stories tall, at the Ford Theater Museum in Washington, D.C., all books about Lincoln. Only Jesus has had more written about him than Lincoln, and Jesus had a head start. There is a little and memorable sentence by the spiritual writer John Philip Newell that defines this principle of the mystery of human knowledge and of the knowledge of humans, and it is this: what cannot be said about each one of us is always greater than anything that can be said. Lincoln, wrote his law partner Billy Herndon, quote, never revealed himself entirely to any one man. Even those who were with him through long years of hard study and under constantly varying circumstances can hardly say they knew him through and through, unquote. You could say that we see Lincoln every time we pick up a penny, but we could add that all the pennies in the world wouldn't come close to the sum of the man. Lincoln used the media of his day, newspapers and photographers, more than any president before, but it seems a mark of his spiritual wisdom, maturity, that he knew the difference between himself and his visual image. Such a spiritual wisdom now, too, can lead us down in honor to the latest generation. This is Duncan Newcomer, and this has been Quiet Fire, the spiritual life of Abraham Lincoln.